Thank you for calling Omax Health. My name is Jody. May I please have the email address on the account you've called in about today?
Yes, my email address is my last name, Folio, that's F-O-L-I-O, then my first name, Christopher, as Christopher Columbus, and at Outlook, OUTLOOK.com.
Thank you. All right, let's see here. I'm locating this account for you. And we verified your first and last name. Okay, hang in there 1 second.
Okay. And your name is Jody, J-O-D-Y?
J-O-D-I.
Oh, J-O-D-I. Okay. Mm-hmm.
Yes, sir. So 1 second here. I am having to create a new password for my account. I haven't activated it in a while, so 1 second. Problem is, I don't remember my old password. Okay.
Now, do you work in a company offices or do you work out of your home?
I do work at the company office in Lewiston, Maine.
Uh-huh.
Yes, sir. Hang in there with me 1 second. I need to reach out and get my credentials so I can move forward with the call. Okay, I think I may have stumbled across it. 1 second. Okay. Yes, I did it. Okay, no need to hold on there. I can go ahead and proceed with this call. I'm going to search by your first and last name. That was Christopher Folio, correct?
Right, that's correct.
Thank you. And thank you for being so patient with me.
That's okay. I'm in no hurry to do anything today, so.
Thank you. All right. Yes, sir. I've located this account. Please verify your shipping address.
It's a 206 Cross Street. That's C-R-O-S-S Street. P.O. Box 169. Hopedale, Ohio. That's H-O-P-E-D-A-L-E, Ohio. And the zip code is 43976.
Thank you for that. I have located this account. How may I help you today?
Okay. How much would it cost for me to reorder 2 bottles of the Omax vitamin D3?
Okay, vitamin D3. Are you wanting this on a subscription or a one-time deal?
Yeah, I used to be on the subscription thing, but now because of various financial things and stuff, I just decided to go on a time basis. You know, whenever I need something, I would just order it myself again. You know, so that's what I wanted to do.
All right.
I think last time I ordered it, maybe a couple months ago or two or three, it was maybe like $40. Was it around $40 for shipment?
Okay, so yes. So the last time you were receiving a 6 month supply. Let me see. Let me make sure I'm right by saying that.
Yeah, no, I did order a. I've been using that for quite a while. It used to be an automatic refill, but then I canceled that. I just wanted to order my fish oil capsules whenever I wanted to.
Right. That was for the Omax 3, right? Okay, so the vitamin D, it was a 60-day subscription, right? It was $40. So individually. It would have been $29.99. That was on an auto shipment. You get a little better deal when you do the auto shipment. But for that one-time shipment, it was on a special. You received that for $39.99.
Okay. So how much would it be today if I did the same thing now?
All right, so we've updated some of our products, some of our prices, and different ways to do this. How are you taking the supplements? One a day?
Yeah, one a day, uh-huh.
All right. So if
And
you want to, if
it's
you would,
5,000 units. Did they
yes, sir.
increase the dose each now or what?
No, everything stayed the same, but we have a different options on purchasing. So I have a 30 count. That's a 1 month supply. It would be $15.95. Or if you would like the 90 count, a 3 month supply, and it comes in one bottle, that's going to be $19.95. That's a one-time shipment.
Okay, so it's the same quality, same exact thing.
Right. We've just updated the pricing and the way you're able to receive the shipments, such as subscriptions and the prices.
Okay. Yeah, so if I just make a one-time purchase, it would be about $19.95.
That's for a 3 month, that's for 90, a 90 count, right? If you take it
Yeah.
one a day, then you're looking at 3 months.
Yeah, because when I ordered it the last time, it was just two bottles, 30, I think, pills in each bottle. Yeah, 30, and it was like 40. So sure, no,
Right.
that sounds good to me. I think I'll
Okay.
just take that, the 3 month bottle.
All right. So we are using a different system now. I'm going to get you migrated over to the new system, and I'll place that order for you. This the way that they do things now, it also gives the customer more control over their account. I'll give you all of those details in just a second. I'm just going to transfer your information from the older account onto the new, but I'll verify everything as I'm transferring it over. So we have
Okay.
the email address foliochristopher@outlook.com. The phone number on the account, 740-937-2396. Is that right?
Yeah, that's what I'm calling from today. That's my landline phone, so yes.
All right. And boop.
Now, the price you gave me, does that include the shipping cost also?
Right. There's no shipping, no
Okay.
shipping charges. There may be tax according to where you live, so I'll check on that for you
Yeah,
once we get to that.
I'm not worried about that, so
Okay.
because I think initially they never charged me any kind of tax, but now maybe all the states are in conjunction with each other and they'll apply the applicable taxes depending on where you live so that that state can get taxed the tax money that they think they deserve.
They think they deserve. Yes, that's correct.
Yeah.
I
But
like the way.
most people probably wouldn't fool with trying to keep track of. They might not order very many things from another state, and they're not going to worry about a few dollars that their state might not get. You know, it's not that they trying to be dishonest. They just think it's not worth fooling with
Right. Yep.
reporting those things.
That's right. Okay, so I have the shipping address. I heard you say an extra information in there, but what I have here is P.O. Box 169 at Hopedale, Ohio,
Right.
43976. Is that a good shipping address?
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay.
That's our post office, so that's fine.
Okay. Okay.
And what's the weather like there up in Maine today? You said you're from Maine, Lewiston, Maine. It's
Correct.
cloudy around here in Ohio. Do you have any sunshine today up there?
And not too much, the seasons are starting to change, so the weather is, you can definitely feel it in the air.
Yeah, a little bit colder and cloudy.
Right.
Yeah.
Correct. All right. So I'm going to send you an invitation to activate this OMAX account. If you can, and if you don't mind, you can go ahead and activate that account. But I've sent that to your email. I'll go ahead and place this order for you.
Now, when you say activate my account, yeah, something just popped up on my screen there. So, but When you say activate my account, you mean to have an automatic refill or not?
No, that just whenever you're ready to place your own order, it gives you your login information on how to go onto the OMAX website and place that order yourself. You can still call in if you would like, but if maybe we're closed or different scenarios, you're able to control your own shipment. You also receive tracking information by activating that account. You can view your tracking. You'll know, where's your package at.
Yeah, so I already thought that I was already had an account there, but this is a new account, okay?
Right.
So my old account isn't good anymore. I have to activate a new one?
We're just migrating systems, so I'm not going to call it an old account, but this account was never fully activated. Have you ever placed an order online yourself with OMAX?
I don't think I did.
Okay.
If I ever did anything, I always called. So
Right. So that would be
younger people that have all these smartphones and stuff, maybe they do everything by their smartphone, but no, I don't have a smartphone. I've never had one. I just have a computer at home. And that's if I do something, I normally contact them through the telephone.
Yes. Okay. So that's what I mean. Your account was never fully created. So and once you activate that, then you'll be all set up with the OMAX. So I guess you could say it's your new old account. Okay. So we're going to do the 90 count. Is that right?
Yes.
All right. We'll get that in there for you. And let's see, it does add a little tax in there. So your total is going to be $21.05.
Okay.
Let me know whenever you're ready, and we'll get the card information. That's the only thing I can't migrate over is that card information.
Okay, yeah. Go ahead if you're ready for the card information.
Yes, sir. Go ahead.
Okay, it's my Visa card, and you want the number, right?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, it's 4489 11 204 8383.
Okay, and the name on the card?
It would be first name Christopher, and then I have a middle initial L. I don't know if you need that, and then my last name Folio.
Thank you. Expiration date?
It would be April of 2022, so next April of 2022.
All right, and the CVV code from the back?
Yeah, it's 897.
Thank you. And I'm just going to migrate this information again for your billing information. Okay, same billing. Is the address the same for that? No, it would probably be a physical address for that billing address. Is that correct?
No, I get everything at the post office.
Okay.
I only usually give them my home number or street address if somebody delivers something to my home. But normally I pick up your shipment at the post office.
Okay. And that's the same as the billing. No problem.
Right, yeah.
Okay.
But I have a physical address if you need that, but I don't think you need it because all my mail comes to the post office.
That's all I need, sir, is just the, if it's the post office box, that's how we'll keep it here.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then Lewiston, Maine, is that a city? How big of a city is that now?
It's not very big, in my opinion. I come from down south, and we are, it's a big culture shock, but it's not too overpopulated, so it's a little familiar, but they're a little fancier than we are down south.
No, I live in a small town of about 1,000 people, so I'm sure it's probably a little bit bigger than my town.
Mm-hmm.
So do they have 10,000 people there, do you think, or 20,000?
I would think a little more. I would think more, yes.
Okay. So it's a city then.
Yes, right.
Yeah, okay.
All right, so we're going to go ahead and get this processed for you, and you should receive an email Now, it takes 5 to 7 business days for you to receive that shipment. It'll ship out first thing in the morning. And so, I'm sorry, 7 to 10 business days for that shipment to arrive. Once you activate your Omax account, you can check on the tracking and check the shipment to narrow it down. Is there anything else I can help you with?
No, but even if I didn't activate that account, it's the shipment still is going to go through. The transaction still good, right?
Yes, that's correct. Yes, sir.
Okay. Okay, Jody, you did a great job explaining everything today and taking care of my purchase here, so I appreciate that very much. And you guys have a wonderful day, okay?
No problem. Thank you for calling Omax Health. You have a great day as well.
Okay, I'll try. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.